Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Chicago, a surge of violence has led to the highest murder rate the city has seen in decades. According to the Chicago Tribune, almost 770 people have been killed in Chicago this year, seven of them on Christmas Day, some of them at family gatherings. The violence is believed to be gang-related. Pastor Corey Brooks knows many of those gang members. He leads the New Beginnings Church on Chicago's South Side. He's also known as the rooftop pastor for anti-drug and anti-violence protests he led years ago on the roof of an abandoned motel. More recently, he's brokered gang truces aimed at stemming the killing. Pastor Brooks, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and I greatly appreciate being on your show today.
Well, you met with several different gang factions just before Christmas to make sure that there weren't any incidents of violence, and yet, obviously, there were. Why do you think things are getting worse in Chicago right now?
Well, we continue to have a serious economic problem, more so than anything. In Chicago, especially in the south sides and west sides of Chicago, we experienced the highest unemployment rate of any place in America as far as it relates to young African-American males. And I think the fact that the economy is the way that it is in our neighborhoods, it drives a lot of the tension, it drives a lot of the hopelessness, and it, unfortunately, that breeds the violence that we're experiencing.
Hmm. Can you give us an example of some of the challenges that young people in the neighborhoods that you work in are facing right now in terms of that economy, and then how all the gang activity, feeds into that?
Well, the very fact that people are having difficulty paying their bills, the very fact that they can't go and do some of the normal things that normal people do, like go to a show or buy things. And I think a lot of times on the south side and west sides of Chicago, specifically with these young men, they feel like they're not a part of society. And as a consequence, you start to do things that, you know, endanger people's lives, like violence and shooting and killing. Young people can't even walk to school or they can't even walk to stores. It's a very dangerous place.
Hmm. Well, tell me more about that, because I was I think I read in The New York Times last week a story that included a young black man who was a member of a gang, but also had a job at a baking company. But he had to quit that job because just taking public transportation to the place where he worked took him through neighborhoods and territories where he was vulnerable to an attack. I mean, is that not uncommon?
You know, it's sad to say, but a lot of the young guys face this every single day. And lots of times, some of these guys aren't even in gangs. They just live in certain neighborhoods. And so because you live in a certain neighborhood, they automatically assume you're affiliated with a certain gang. And as a result of that, it limits the places that you can go. It limits the things that you can do. That's one of the reasons why we have the gang truce, to try to create communication lines so that we can eliminate some of these issues that we're facing.
Yeah. So tell me more about what some of the gang members who you work with and have spoken to, what they tell you. I mean, do they say, like, you know, Pastor Brooks, if I had a job or if I could get a job, then I would quit the gang? I mean, is it as simple as that?
You know, we say this all the time, that hammers beat guns all the time. Jobs trump guns all the time. No one wants to be shot at. No one wants to be a killer. No one wants to be a thug. These young men, they want to be productive. They want to be a part of society. They want to be able to take care of their families. They want to be able to do all the things that you should be able to do in America. But that is not happening. And as a result, they keep limiting themselves to this type of behavior because they don't see any other options available.
Hmm. Now, Pastor Brooks, it seems like one of the things you're describing right now is this terrible negative feedback loop that neighborhoods where you work are experiencing, right? There's this rise, this resurgence of gang activity, in part because of a lack of economic opportunity, as you're talking about. But it's the surge of gang activity which may be keeping jobs and companies from coming in to those very neighborhoods who need it. So how do you disrupt that cycle right there? Are there specific things that the city of Chicago can do, that the incoming Trump administration could do, really specific things to disrupt that cycle?
Absolutely. We have to continue to make sure that we have all hands on deck. I think one of the things that we experience so often is that we're not all working together. We're working in silos. We're working in our own individual things. We've got to figure out a way for us to come together and cooperatively put programs in place to move people from where they are to a lifestyle of working. I love the fact that Donald Trump is saying that he's going to invest in the infrastructure of America. I think that is going to help create a lot of jobs.
Now, Pastor Brooks, I've been hearing from some people that their concern is the infrastructure projects that could be funded by a Trump administration or supported by a Trump administration wouldn't even come to the neighborhoods or near the neighborhoods that need them the most, like yours. So, I mean, is there something more specific, like, I don't know, tax credits for jobs or projects that are done specifically in these neighborhoods that you'd like to see?
Well, first of all, let me say I would disagree with those individuals who would say that it would not reach our neighborhoods. You know, I serve on a tollway board in the state of Illinois, here in the state of Illinois, and I'm able to see when people make investment in areas, how you're able to create jobs and get people to working. So I really do believe that. Tax credits for individual companies coming into these impoverished areas are always a great idea. I think we have to create these economic empowerment zones to give companies an opportunity to invest in areas where there's crime, because there has to be a win-win situation. We don't want a company to try to force them to come into the neighborhood and then all of their insurance rates are up, their taxes are up, and violence and crime is all around their company. I tell people this, that we live in a great country. America is a great place, and we have great minds, and we have great thinkers. And I just don't believe that we can live in these areas and not have people who cannot create solutions.
Well, Pastor Corey Brooks leads the New Beginnings Church on the south side of Chicago. Pastor Brooks, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.